Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode, if you will, of Issues in Leadership and Management. And so today I would like to speak to you about having alternative revenue sources. I think this is important for anybody, especially if you're in nonprofits or if you're a pastor. It is critical, I think, that you look at other ways to generate revenue for a couple of reasons. First, to kind of give yourself and build up a reserve, if you will, so that if you're called elsewhere or you find that for whatever reason your primary means of income ceases, you will have some backup for your self and your family, if you have one, so that you can meet your obligations and the like. And so a lot of people talk about it being the gig, G-I-G, economy. The term really was more something that people in the music business used or in the entertainment business, but it's become pretty much to the fore these days, I think, with respect to looking at different ways of generating income, so that you might say that your portfolio is divested. You're not putting all your resources as far as income and benefits and things into one package. And so I'd like to give you some examples of what you can find that might be suitable for you and how you assess those things. First off, you might be surprised at what some of your skill sets are that actually could be earning you some money. I've got friends who drive Ubers and the other type. I don't know how many, I always lose track of the other ones, but also we've got friends who do the Dash Dine now, the people who drive food deliveries to people's homes. And so there are even if you're limited in scope as far as resources or abilities, you have that opportunity to look at those types of jobs. If you have a hobby, maybe you make woodwork, you like to do woodworking, and maybe you make furniture or you do different types of things. You've got the tools, you enjoy that. Some people have actually taught themselves how to make guitars and violins and other string instruments, as well as knickknacks. If you can make, you know, wall decorations or things that people would like to use in their homes for decorations, the decor, you can sell those things at farmers markets and swap meets. You might be able to make a deal with a local business who sells those types of things to sell them on commission for you. I have friends I know, and I do a little bit of this myself. I make candles. And so if you've got those resources, it really doesn't take you much to get into that business, just a place to work and a little bit of practice, and you'll be making designer candles and scented candles. And those can be sold on the internet by your own website, or you can go through Etsy, or you can go through eBay. Another thing you can do, quite frankly, is just go through your house and find all the stuff that you don't want anymore. And if there's some value to it, put it out on eBay and sell it. Those are some other options. Some people actually make a living doing that by going to auctions and going to business closeout sales and picking up things for like dimes on the dollar and then turning around selling them at a full retail price. Now, there's a little bit of work involved, and you wind up being a vendor. So there's always some people who are unhappy, or you have to deal with those. But if you've got the time and the ability to do that, that's also something as well. The other thing that people who have experience in leadership can do is they can do some consulting too. Now, you can't make a living out of it, but you can certainly supplement, and it certainly adds to your background to be able to say that you've consulted and you've worked and you advise. This also includes mentoring. And so there are any number of ways that you can get together with others who are doing that, or work with organizations. If you are part of a larger group of pastors or nonprofits, if you feel you've got that skill set, then there's that opportunity for you as well. And not only are you then divesting yourself a little bit from an income standpoint, but you are also then allowing the opportunity to raise yourself as far as a higher profile. But also, if you're doing a good thing, you're helping out people. And I think ultimately, we all want to be able to help others as well as, maybe the profession. And so those are some things that you can do. You can do some research. You can talk to others, especially pastors. If you find most pastors, even if they're a full-time pastor, If they're in a smaller church, the income may not be sufficient. So you may find them selling insurance or selling real estate or involved in teaching. A lot of states you can get a substitute teacher license with if you've got a master's or a bachelor's degree without too much difficulty. So there's a number of varieties. Some pastors are coaches at middle schools and high schools part-time. There are any number of things that you can do. It also gets you out there in the community. So there's some benefit as well as that is concerned as well. But I guess I would encourage you to be creative. Take stock of the things you do, your hobbies, your interests, your experience, and start looking at what you might be able to do. The internet's a great place. There's a number of books. I try not to do too much recommending of books, but there is any number of books. There's one entitled specifically The Gig Economy, and you can search that on Amazon. And it's a good book to give you background of how historically this has come to play, but also it seems to be the way of the future. And I would suspect, or I would suggest to you, and we'll have this on another discussion later on, probably next month, about how even those in the helping nonprofits, whether it be churches or you know, groups or organizations that help with any number of social issues, that you're going to see more and more people who are working there that are really more contracted and they're involved in other things. And so that can be a good thing with respect to then they have less concern about income and more about focus on what they're passionate about. But the challenge then for an organization or a business then, quite frankly, is to keep them engaged so they feel like that the time they're spending there is well worth it. So I hope this has given you just a little bit of insight into the gig economy and opportunities you might have with respect to going out there and finding some other things to do. Feel free to leave me comments or questions if you have, and I'll be happy to get back to you. Otherwise, have a good rest of the week, and we'll be talking to you again next Monday or Tuesday.